जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जशोदानंदन ब्रजजन रंजन, जशोदानंदन ब्रजजन रंजन, जमुना तीरावन चारी, जमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, নিতাই গৌর হরিব 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 হরিব, জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ প্রভুপাদ प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जयों विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतो श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जयों विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतो श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जाय। जय श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जाय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जाय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जाय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जाय। श्री मथुरा धाम की जाय। श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जाय। श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जाय। गंगा माई की जाय। जमुना माई की जाय। भक्ति देवी की जाय। तुलसी महारानी की जाय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जाय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshotarine श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरय। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्णा। थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच फॉर गिविंग मी दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू स्पीक ऑन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस in this most exalted spiritual abode, Sri Vrindavan, in the most wonderful Krishna Balaram temple of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 31. Narada instructs the Prachetas. Text 9. Narada Ubacha Tat Janma Tani Karmani Tad Ayus Tan Mano Bachaha Nrinam Yena Hi Vishwatma सेब्बते हरीर ईश्वरः। नारद उवाच तज्जन्म तानि कर्माणि तदायुस्तन्मनो वचः नृणां येन हि विश्वात्मा सेवते हरिरीश्वरः तज्जन्म तानि कर्माणि तदायुस्तन्मनो वचः नृणां येन हि विश्वात्मा सेवते हरिरीश्वरः तज्जन्म तानि कर्माणि तदायुस्तन्मनो वचः नृणां येन हि विश्वात्मा सेव्यते हरिरीश्वरः Matajis, very good. Narada Ubhacha. Narada said, Tad Janma, that birth, Tani, those, Karmani, fruitive activities, Tat, that, Ayuhu, span of life, Tat, that, mind, Bachaha, words, Nrinam, of human beings, Yena, by which he certainly Vishwatma, the super soul, Sebbate, is served. Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishwaraha, the Supreme Controller. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The great sage Narada said, when a living entity is born to engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of God, who is the Supreme Controller, his birth, all his fruitive activities, his lifespan, his mind, and his words are all factually perfect. Please repeat after me. The great sage Narada said, when a living entity is born to engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller, his birth, all his fruitive activities, his lifespan, his mind, and his words are all factually perfect. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the word Nrinam is very important. There are many other births besides human birth, but Narad Muni is herein specially speaking of human birth. Among human beings, they are different. Of these, those who are advanced in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness are called Aryans. Among Aryans, one who engages in the devotional service of the Lord is most successful in life. The word Nrinam indicates that lower animals are not expected to engage in devotional service of the Lord. But in perfect human society, everyone should engage in the devotional service of the Lord. It does not matter whether one is born poor or rich, black or white. There may be many material distinctions for one who takes birth in deity, but everyone should engage in the Lord's devotional service. At the present moment, civilized nations have given up God consciousness for economic development. They're actually no longer interested in advancing in God consciousness. Formerly, their forefathers were engaged in executing religious principles. Whether one is Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, Jewish, whatever. Everyone has some religious institution. Real religion, however, means becoming God conscious. It is particularly mentioned herein that birth is successful if an interest in Krishna consciousness is taken. Activity is successful if it results in serving the Lord. Philosophical speculation or mental speculation is successful when one engaged in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, when one is engaged in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The senses are working when engaged in the service of the Lord. Actually, devotional service means engaging the senses in the service of the Lord. At the present moment, our senses are not purified. Therefore, our senses are engaged in service of society, friendship, love, politics, sociology, and so on. However, when the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord, one attains bhakti or devotional service. In the next verse, these matters will be more clearly explained. When one great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Lord, he said that all his desires are fulfilled. He said, "Today everything is auspicious. Today everything is auspicious. Today my birthplace and neighborhood are completely glorified. Today my senses, from my eyes down to my toes, are fortunate. Today my life is successful because I have been able to see the lotus feet that are worshipped by the goddess of fortune." Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chukshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishthaṁ Sthapitaṁ Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padukamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavāṁśca Shri Rūpaṁ Sāgra Jātaṁ Sahagana Raghunathān Nitaṁ Tvaṁ Sajīvaṁ Sādvaitaṁ Sābhudhūtaṁ Sahitaṁ Krishna Chaitanya Devaṁ Shri Radha Krishna Padān Sahagana Lalita Shri Viśākhān Nitaṁśca He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapto Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranam Mami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Mung Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharashati Deve Gauravani Pracharine निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री नारद उवाच तज्जन्म तानि कर्माणि तदायुस्तन मनोवचः नृणां येन हि विश्वात्मा सेवते हरिरीश्वरः। द ग्रेट सेज नारद सेड व्हेन अ लिविंग एंटिटी इज बॉर्न टू एंगेज इन द डिवोशनल सर्विस When a living entity is born to engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller, his birth, all his fruitive activities, his lifespan, and his words are all factually perfect. So, Narad Muni is instructing the 10 sons of King Prachinabarhi. King Prachinabarhi came in the line of Prithu Maharaj. Bhagavatam is a factual narration of the important spiritual incidences that took place in this planet. Bhagavatam is not, all scriptures don't deal with some fictitious episodes. Bhagavatam deals with not only reality, Bhagavatam deals with the absolute reality. Bhagavatam, especially the Mahapuran Bhagavatam, deals systematically of 10 specific aspects, starting from creation, sarga, atra sarga, visargascha, visarga is the secondary creation. First is creation that took place from Vishnu, karanadokshai Vishnu, garbhodokshai Vishnu. Then Brahma came. And from then onwards, it's a visarga, sub-creation. Brahma actually filled up the universe. Like Brahma is something like an interior decorator. The house has been, and now the interior decorator came and he filled up the internals aspect of the house for the comfortable living of the tenants. Then the third aspect is sthanam, the descriptions of the planetary systems, how different planets are situated, the structure. Every universe has 14 planetary systems. This is the basic structure of an universe. 7 higher planets, 7 lower planets. Sthanam. Then poshanam. How poshan is being maintained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then utaya, the creative propensity that actually maintains this creation. The creative propensity of every living entity. Utaya. Then manantar. In a day of Brahma, 14 manus come and the descriptions of their reigns. Manantar. What happens during the reigns of different manus? Who are the different manus? 14 manus. Starting from Svayambhuva Manu, the son of Svayambhu or Brahma. Manvantar, then Ishanu Katha, the narrations of the activities of the Lord and His devotees. Then Nirodha, cessation of material existence, Mukti, liberation from material bondage, and Ashrayaha. Prabhupada translated this aspect, Ashrayaha, as the Sambonam. Samam Bonam, the ultimate culmination. Literally, the word ashraya means shelter. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the supreme shelter of everybody, everything. Ashraya. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Now, out of these 10 aspects, these are the Ishanu Kathas, the activities of the Lord and His illustrious devotees. Prithu Maharaj is one such personality. An incarnation, a Shaktavesh avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then his son, Vijitashya. Vijitashya, and he defeated Indra, Prithu Maharaj's son. And from Indra, he got a boon that he could disappear at will. Therefore, he got a name, Antardhan, a person who can disappear at his will. And Antardhan's son is Habirdhan. Habirdhan's son is Barhishat, who is also known as King Prachina Barhi. And Prachina Barhi's sons are the Prachetas, the Prachetas. And this is the narrations of the activities of the Prachetas. The Prachetas, being instructed by their father, went to the Hare Krishna. Come here. And I'll take yours. No, okay, it got entangled. Eh? Yeah, I have to pick it up. I'm sorry about that. Hi, Krishna. So, Prachetas were instructed by their father to get married. And they considered that before getting married, we have to become qualified. It's a big responsibility to enter into household life. So we have to become qualified to assume that responsibility. And in order to qualify themselves, all 10 brothers left. And they, while they were west, they came across Lord Shiva. Seeing their sincerity, Lord Shiva appeared to them and instructed them how to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead through a beautiful prayers called Rudra Gita. The prayers of Lord Shiva or Rudra glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prachetas meditated and chanted on that Rudra Gita for 10,000 years, staying underwater in the ocean. And then Brahma came to them and offered a very, very exalted personality. And they requested them to get married to her. And through them, through her, they got a son. And then when the son was qualified to take care of the responsibility of the kingdom, so they left the mother in his custody, and they left home again. So this is Vedic culture. The life begins with renunciation, And the life ends in renunciation. Only in the middle there is a period of involvement, and that is the household life. Otherwise, the life begins with brahmachari life, practicing or learning how to become renounced. Then when one has learned how to become renounced, enter into household life, take up the responsibility to maintaining the society. Because the responsibility of maintaining the society lies on the householders. That is their responsibility. That is why household life is so important. And also there is a responsibility of created progeny, children, in order to maintain the family line, and also in order to continue the responsibility. And then when they become qualified, the parents hand over the responsibility to maintaining the household or to maintaining the society unto these qualified individuals. And then they again leave home and enter into forest. Prabhupada pointed out that during household life, one develops attachments. And vanaprastha life is actually designed to get rid of those attachments gradually. And then when one is free from all those attachments, then he enters into the final state of human life, sannyas. This is how scientifically the Vedic society had been designed. Four or out of four, three are the orders of renunciation, detachment. Only one aspect is the life of involvement, household life. And all four lives are ashrams. Prabhupada pointed out, ashram means the place where one cultivates Krishna consciousness. That is an ashram. Brahmachari is an ashram. Householders are also in an ashram. Vanaprasthas are also in an ashram. And sannyasis. And they all are cultivating their attachment to Krishna, their Krishna consciousness. How to become Krishna conscious? How to become conscious of Krishna? Or how to tune in the consciousness with Krishna's consciousness? Spiritual life means to be completely absorbed in Krishna's consciousness, no separate consciousness. We develop this separate consciousness, individual consciousness, being separate. We have our individual consciousness, though no doubt about that. But that consciousness becomes separate from Krishna's only in the material state of existence. In spiritual consciousness, the consciousness is completely absorbed in Krishna's consciousness. So here, when they retired from their household life, then they again came across a very, very exalted personality, Narad Muni. They were cultivating their spiritual life, practicing Ashtanga Yoga, involving asana, pranayama, and etc. And that used to be the process in other ages. They used to gradually go from Karmakanda to Gyanakanda, and then they used to come to Bhakti. So Karmakanda, involvement in the materialistic activities fulfill one's desires. Then Gyanakanda, how to become detached from material entanglements. And then Gyanakanda gradually leads to yoga. And this yoga practices involves eight different stages, or eight steps, or eight different limbs of yoga. Yam, niyam, asana, pranayam, pratyahar, dhyan, dharana, and samadhi. So Prabhupada described, they were absorbed in this pranayama, in meditation, to practicing pranayama in order to become qualified to meditate properly upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at that time they were fortunate enough to receive Narad Muni's darshan. Narad Muni came there. In this way we can see that when a living entity becomes qualified, then personalities like Narad Muni comes, personalities like Lord Shiva comes to help this individual to make spiritual advancement. Narad Muni on his own accord came to this Prachetas and he started to instruct him. So this verse is actually beginning of that instruction. Narada Ubacha, Narad Muni is instructing. And what he is saying, that ultimate goal of life is to become Krishna conscious. The goal of human life is meant to become Krishna conscious. And when one develops his attachment to Krishna, when one develops his devotion to Krishna, then his existence becomes perfect. His physical activities become perfect. His mental activities become perfect. His speeches become perfect. Everything becomes perfect. Because that is the ultimate goal of life. So in this way, there is also a very beautiful verse in the 11th canto in Uddhava Gita. Krishna is instructing Uddhava. Labdha sudur labhamidam bahu sambhavante. After bahu sambhavante, after many, many births, one achieves this human form of life. Manushyam. Arthadam. This human form of life is very meaningful. Arthadam. Comes with a lot of opportunities. But at the same time, anittam, it's temporary. No one can say when death will come. Although the human general span of human life is 100 years, but there is no guarantee that we are going to live that long. It can come at any moment. Manusam arthadam anittam apiha dhira. Therefore, a dhira, a person, dhira, the word dhira means sober. One who is properly situated in spiritual platform, and as a result of that, he has become completely composed in himself, within himself. Dhira. Turnam, he should immediately. Turnam jateta, he should endeavor immediately for spiritual success. For how long? Na patet javat anumrittu javan. Until his death, he should endeavor nishreyashaya for his spiritual benefit. So the point is, the human life is meant for spiritual advancement, and an advanced personality, a really an intelligent personality, must immediately become engaged in his spiritual advancement. And this endeavor should continue, Javan, until his death. And khalu sarvatasyat. And as far as the materialistic endeavor is concerned, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, these animal propensities are present everywhere else. In all other form of life, these possibilities are there. Only in the human form of life, one gets this opportunity to make spiritual advancement. And that's why when one gets this human form of life, he must take full advantage of it immediately, without any hesitation. Sometimes people say that, well, let me now enjoy, and I'll get involved in spiritual life later. Or sometimes we hear parents come up with that kind of argument when their sons join Krishna consciousness. They say, let him go through his life, and when he is old enough, then he will become engaged in spiritual life. But no, the instruction is turnam, immediately, turnam. And Prahlad Maharaj also said, Komaram acharet pragya dharman bhagavataniha. This Krishna consciousness, dharma, or bhagavad dharma, Krishna consciousness should be practiced. Komaram. Komaram means, Komar age is 1 to 5. One should begin his spiritual life when he is in Komar stage. Before he is 5 years, and at the age of 5 he should begin it, if not earlier. So that is the instructions of the self-realized souls, like Narad Muni, Prahlad, and here Krishna is giving that instruction. Turnam, immediately, as soon as you come across this process. As soon as you come across a devotee, and the devotee tells you about the importance of spiritual life, take up that process immediately. Don't waste any more time. Because although human form of life is very, very important, comes with a lot of opportunities, but it is anittam. It is temporary. There is no way of knowing when death will come. So accept this process immediately. So that is the goal of human life. And the opportunities come. Prabhupada mentioned many times that when one becomes qualified, then Krishna sends the spiritual master. Krishna sends the devotees to instruct him on Krishna consciousness. So devotees are there, and they are the spiritual masters of the world. All the Vaishnavas are actually the spiritual masters of this world. Because they are instructing everybody about Krishna consciousness. It is through the mercy of a devotee that we get to know about Krishna. We can all consider how we came to Krishna consciousness, how we became aware of Krishna, Krishna's real position. Many of us, although born in India, although we are brought up with the culture of Vedic culture, although we knew about Krishna, but how many of us knew about Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes? It's only through Srila Prabhupada's mercy and the mercy of Prabhupada's representatives who are preaching all over the world that we got to know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And fortunately, we have accepted the process. And we are actually in a very, very fortunate situation. I mentioned about 14 Manus in a day of Brahma. The 7th Manu's reign is very special. The 7th Manu is Vaivashyata Manu. And during Vaivashyata Manu's reign, in the 28th Chaturyuga, a Manu's duration lasts for 71 Chaturyugas. Out of these 71 Chaturyugas, the 28th Chaturyuga's Dwapar Yuga, at the end, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, comes. Although Krishna mentioned, Sambhavami Juge Juge, I appear in every Yuga, but Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, doesn't come in every Yuga. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is not an incarnation but the source of all incarnations, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose abode is Vrindavan, he comes only once in a day of Brahma. only once in 1,000 chaturyugas, not juge juge, in 4,000, because one chaturyuga comprises of four yugas, and 1,000 chaturyugas are 4,000 yugas. 1,000 Satyayuga, 1,000 Tretayuga, 1,000 Dwaparayuga, 1,000 Kaliyuga. In this once in a day of Brahma, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, comes. And then the interesting thing is, Krishna not only performs his Brajalila. Brajalila is a very special pastimes of Krishna. In this pastimes, Krishna is not acting as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this pastimes, Krishna is acting as Leela Purushottam. He is simply concerned about his pastimes. And these pastimes are simply meant for his enjoyment along with his devotees. Leela means he is concerned only about his enjoyment along with his devotees. And as a result of that, both Krishna and his devotees are enjoying an inconceivable bliss. So much so that Krishna is drowning his devotees in an ocean of ecstasy. Iti driksha lilabhir ananda kunde shaghoshang nimajjantam. Ananda kunde, in an ocean of ananda. Ananda means bliss, joy, ecstasy. Kunde, not just a few drops, but an ocean, a reservoir of ananda. And shaghosham, his own devotees, nimajjantam, drowning them in an ecstasy. So that's what Krishna is doing through his pastimes in Vrindavan. Therefore, in order to enjoy with his devotees, especially in the mood of friendship, parental and conjugal, Krishna had to assume this very special identity as a cowherd boy. So this has been very beautifully explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, third chapter. Krishna performed his Braja Leela, and then Krishna considered, Jatishtu Bihori Krishna Kore Antardhan, Antardhan Kori Mone Kore Anuman, Chirokal Nahi Kori Prema Bhakti Dan Bhakti Bina Jagoter Nahi Abusthan. That is, after performing his Braja Leela, Vrindavan Leela, Jatishtu Bihori Krishna Kore Antardhan, Krishna disappeared after performing his pastimes in Vrindavan. After enacting his pastimes in Vrindavan, Krishna kore antardhan, he disappeared. He went back to the spiritual sky. And antardhan kori mone kore anuman. After that, Krishna considered himself. Chirokal nahi kori prema bhakti dan. I do not offer this loving devotion of Braja, Prema Bhakti. The loving devotion, Prema Bhakti, I do not offer generally. Chirokal, for a long, long time. Long, long time means for 1,000 Chaturyugas. He gave it once, day of Brahma. Not just 1,000 Chaturyugas, 2,000 Chaturyugas. Because 1,000 Chaturyuga was the day and 1,000 Chaturyuga was the night. So long back he gave it once. Now he gave it again. But then he's considered that without this love, there is no need for existence. The purpose of our life is irrelevant if that love for Krishna, if that Braja Prem is not achieved. And then Krishna just made this point. Aishwarya Gyanete Sarva Sara Jagat Mishrita Aishwarya Shithil Preme Nahi Mor Sthiti Nahi Mor Prita. The whole world is enamored by the mood of awe and reverence. Aishwarya Gyanete Sara Jagat Mishrita And Aishwarya Shithil Preme Nahi Mor Prita. When love becomes shithil, slackened, when the love becomes slackened or love loses its intensity due to awe and reverence, I do not feel happy. So, the point Krishna is making the point that whenever there is a consideration of awe and reverence means when we recognize Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the devotee's attitude will naturally become full of awe and reverence. And as a result of that, love will not become manifest. One will not be able to express his love because of awe and reverence. And then he makes the point, through this mood of awe and reverence, one becomes engaged in Vaidhi Bhakti. And Vidhi Bhakti Braja Prem Dite Nare Shakti. Following Vaidhi Bhakti, one, Vaidhi Bhakti cannot give Braja Prem. By performing Vaidhi Bhakti, by receiving four kinds of liberations, one will go to Vaikuntha. Therefore, Krishna decided to come as a devotee. That is the reason why Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now there is another consideration here. It is saying that Vaidhi Bhakti cannot give Braja Prem. Now how many types of bhakti are there? There are only two types of bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti leads to Vaikuntha. Raganuga Bhakti leads to Vrindavan. Now we have a problem here. Because scripture says, especially Rupa Goswami pointed out, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Bidhing Bina Vaikantiki Harer Bhaktir Utpatoiva Kalpate. If devotional service, vaikantiki, even very intense, very earnest, even if the devotion is very intense and very earnest, if it is not following the vidhis or rules and regulations of Shruti, Smriti, Puran, etc., then it will simply create a disturbance. So in a way, it has been pointed out that there is one cannot actually, or rather one must follow devotional service, one must execute devotional service following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. Otherwise, it will simply create a disturbance. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to come himself. Apuni korimo bhakto bhavo angikar. And I'll assume the role of a devotee. I'll assume the mood of a devotee. Bhakti bhava angikar apone achuri, performing myself. Bhakti shikhamo shabare. So this is a very important consideration. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, see here what Mahaprabhu is speaking of. Bidhi Bhakti will lead to Vaikuntha, that Bidhi Bhakti will not lead to Vrindavan, and without this prema, loving devotion of Vrindavan, I do not really feel the pleasure or delight. Therefore, I will come myself. And I will teach the process of devotion. So now let us consider, what is the meaning of raganuga bhakti? It's a combination of two words, rag and anug. Rag means love. The Braja bhaktas, the devotees of Vrindavan, they only have love for Krishna. All they have is love for Krishna. They don't have any other consideration. I do not want to go into the details of that because there is not much time. I'm already... So anyway, someday if necessary we can speak on that. The Braja Vrindavan devotees have simply love for Krishna. They don't care for anything else. For example, if Krishna assumes his Narayan form and stands on the way while gopis were searching for Krishna, what did the gopis do? Offered obeisances to Narayan and said, please bless us that we can find our Krishna. They are not interested in Narayan. All they care for, and their attitude towards Krishna is, Krishna, we don't care who you are. Whether you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not, we don't care about that. All we care is that without loving you, we can't exist. We can't help but love you. All we have is love for you. Whether you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not, that doesn't matter. All we care is our love for you. So that is the mood of the residents of Vrindavan, the devotees of Vrindavan. Therefore, these devotees are known as Ragatmika Bhaktas. The residents of Vrindavan are known as Ragatmika Bhaktas. So, Rag Anug. Anuga means to follow. When devotional service is executed following the residents of Vrindavan, that is called Raganuga Bhakti. Following the devotional service executed following a specific devotee of Vrindavan, a Ragatmika Bhakta is Raganuga Bhakti. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just Krishna? Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. So Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu is saying, Apuni achari bhakti shikhamu shabare. Executing devotional service myself, I will teach everybody. Okay, now let us consider. Raganuga bhakti means following Mika bhakta of Vrindavan. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. When we are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then who are you following? Srimati Radharani. But how do we serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? We are serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through following the injunctions of the scriptures. How to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is the scriptural injunction of serving this devotee Krishna? Krishna Varnam, Tishak Krishnam, Sangha Pangastra Parshadam, Yagai Sankirtana Prayair Jajantihi Sumedhasaha. How is this personality of Godhead served? What is the Vaidhi Bhakti? What is the instructions of the scriptures to serve this Supreme Personality of Godhead? Jagai Sankirtana Prayaj. So see how everything is being perfectly harmonized. We are serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Vaidhi Bhakti. But while we are serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then what is happening? We are automatically situated in Raganuga Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is auto. And what is that Vaidhi Bhakti to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Jagai Sankirtana Prayair. Sankirtan Jagya Kare Krishna Aradhan. This Krishna, as a devotee, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is served by the process of Sankirtan Jagya. So Sankirtan Jagya, through Sankirtan Jagya, we serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that devotional service is automatically taking the shape of Raganuga Bhakti in due course of time. How? While we are serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in course of time, we will see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha Krishna, as Ramananda Roy saw. Rasaraj Mahabhab Dui Akrup. Rasaraj Krishna and Mahabhab Sarupini, Srimati Radharani has assumed in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, they have become Radha and Krishna again. Radha Krishna pranayo bikritir ladini shaktir ashmad ekat manobopi bhubi pura deho bhedangato utav chaitanna khang prakata madhuna taddayam chaikkamaptam radha bhavod duti shubalitam naumi krishna swarupam. This personality is the combined form of Radha Krishna. And then they become again. When they are together, they are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they are separated, when Shakti and Shaktiman is separated, they are Radha Krishna. And in course of time, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we will see his place, we will see Radha Krishna. And when we see Radha Krishna, where will we be? We'll be here in Vrindavan. Because Krishna is, Radha Krishna is in Vrindavan. Just to be with them means to be in Vrindavan. This is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually made this access to Vrindavan open to all appearing as a devotee in the mood of Srimati Radharani. I emphatically wanted to make the point because a lot of unbelievable things are going on, undesirable propaganda is going on, that Prabhupada did not give everything. In order to get something special that Prabhupada did not give, we have to go to them. My point is, there is no need for that. What Prabhupada gave is the perfect thing for the whole world. And in this way, through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we will have access to Vrindavan in due course of time. But for the time being, what we have to do? We simply have to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the process of Sankirtan. Sankirtan Jagya Kare Krishna Aradhan. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari. Maybe I can take a few questions. If yes. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. So in the starting of the lecture, we were discussing about the renounced, the progressive stages of renouncement from starting from brahmacharya to sannyasa. When we preach, actually we preach and stress sthane sthitigata, stay in your ashram, stay in your position. So what is the, how should
we? Very good, very good point. That is the definition of pure devotional service. Right? The pure devotional service definition is sthane sthitva shruti gatang tanubang mano. Being situated wherever you are. Tanu bang manobhi. With body, your speech, and with your mind. Serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is inconquerable, will be conquered. Right? So that is the state of pure devotional service. But prior to pure service, there is Karma Mishra Bhakti and Jnana Mishra Bhakti. So Karma Mishra Bhakti leads to following the Karma Kanda, and Jnana Mishra Bhakti follows the Jnana Kanda. Karma Mishra Bhakti leads to Bhukti. Jnana Mishra Bhakti is leading to Mukti. But pure devotional service is Jnana Karmad Anabritam. Anna Bhilasita Sunnam Jnana Karmad Anabritam. Anukullena Krishnanushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. So this Anukullena, whatever is favorable to Krishna consciousness, if you become engaged in that, that is pure devotion. Bhakti Ruttama. So when one, therefore, because Srila Prabhupada gave pure devotion, this is actually an emergency situation, Kali Yuga. Other ages, there is a gradual elevation. Karma Mishra Bhakti to Jnana Mishra Bhakti, coming to pure devotional service. But in this age, because of our total disqualification, short span of life, there's no time to waste. Okay. The emergency situation, pure devotion has been awarded to everybody. That is the special prerogative of this age. Alright? Very good. Yes?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for giving wonderful class. Actually, Maharaj, you told about the preparation before entering to Grihastha life. So what should be the standard and consciousness to maintain? Because in we see
okay,
that
I got your point. Yeah. Okay, to become a good Grihastha, you have to first become a good Brahmachari. That's the point. And Prabhupada also pointed out, an ideal Grihastha is a Brahmachari, is a sannyasi. So much so that even they're worshipable, even by the sannyasis. So that's why Srila Prabhupada is creating ideal grihasthas in ISKCON. That is the objective. Yes?
Hare Krishna. Guru Maharaj, as you know that Varnasana system has started in the beginning of Treta Yuga. And in Satya Yuga, everyone is situated on the stage of Paramahamsa. Then how did they follow Varnasana system in Satya Yuga? And what kind of Varnasana system was there?
Well, the ashrams are always there. The one may be by their situation, they are in a completely liberated stage. Paramahamsa stage means they're so exalted, they're so pure, that practically everyone is like a Paramahamsa. But still, for the to maintain the social order, the execution of that. Yes.
Our gratitude to you, Maharaj, for this wonderful class.
Thank you.
One question is, when we do our professions or jobs or whatever with the final objective of pursuing Krishna consciousness, can these activities be treated as devotional service to Krishna?
Good. Very good point. See, ultimately everything will depend on your consciousness. Like say, for example, you are working corporate setup. Apparently it is not at all Krishna conscious. But say, if you consider that you are in household life, you're a householder, and by Srila Prabhupada's teachings, you got to know that your house is not your house. Your house is Krishna's house. Your family is not your family. It's Krishna's family. Now, in order to maintain your house, maintain Krishna's house rather, and to Krishna's family, you need money. So you're going out to make the money. So end will here justify the means. Right? So although you're working in a corporate setup, but because you are earning your money for the sake of Krishna's house and Krishna's family, it is devotional service. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay. Okay, I'll end. Is there any other question? Or
just to...
Okay. Oh, okay, okay. There is a Mataji there. She wanted to...
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for your class. The verse was mentioning that a person, when takes birth to execute devotional service, his life is to be considered as perfect, despite whatever activities one may perform for personal needs. At the same time, we hear also that Srila Prabhupada said, everything is being done by Krishna. And we know that everything... is Krishna brings us, is Krishna does, is good. How to take all these blessings in a proper spirit? Because one can see one's own lacking.
No, I didn't get the point. Everything is done by Krishna, and then...
Everything that Krishna does, everything that, as the king that cut his finger, no, everything Krishna does is good. Everything that happens is good.
Okay, okay.
So still one can see, well... I still have such a long way to go. How can we take all these blessings that one's life is perfect and everything is happening is okay despite my many mistakes?
Okay, a simple consideration here will be, you see, material nature is a place where Krishna has given us the freedom to act the way we want to act. However, there is an arrangement called guna and karma. There are three modes of material nature, and as you act accordingly, you will get the result. Right? So we got our independence to act, and as we are acting accordingly, we are getting the result. In the mode, when we act in the mode of goodness, we enjoy. When we act in the mode of passion, we suffer. And when we act in the mode of ignorance, we get bewildered. Right? So we are acting, and accordingly we are getting the results in the material. That is the arrangement Krishna made. Krishna does not get involved in material nature. He set the arrangement. It's like an autopilot, guna karma. And you act, and accordingly, you'll get the result. But when we come to devotional service, then we realize that the way we act, accordingly, we will get the results. But when we act on behalf of Krishna, for the sake of Krishna's pleasure, that will not only generate any more reaction, but that action will free us from our previous reaction. So that is the difference. And as a result of that, what we do, what kind of mentality we develop, when something bad happens to us, we consider that it is our past sinful activity that is resulting into this this bad reaction. And when something good happens to us, then you say it's Krishna's mercy. As opposed to in the material platform, the materialistic people, when good happens to them, they want to take the credit for that. And when something bad happens to them, they blame Krishna for that. Right? But a devotee's attitude is, bad things are my bad karma. Is a result of my bad karma. Good things are Krishna's mercy. And in this way, we develop our attachment to Krishna. We develop our gratitude towards Krishna. And as a result of that gratitude towards Krishna, we develop our Krishna consciousness. And when you go to the spiritual world, then we will see that we are naturally attracted to Krishna. So much so that we don't have any time to think of anything else. Don't we become completely absorbed when we love something, when we become attracted to something, when you are enjoying, don't we want to be in that state all the time? And that's what happens in the spiritual sky. Just by being in tune with Krishna's consciousness, just by being attracted to Krishna, they derive such pleasure, such joy, that they do not have any time to even think about themselves. Thank you. Okay, so I'll end now. It's already 25 past 9. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.